that great tragedy when your niece and your grandniece were murdered.
Yes.
When was that?
That was November. Well, it happened on November the 29th, but we didn't really get the call. I didn't get the call until early that next day, the 30th.
Last year?
2010.
2010, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. My sister, they had contact their mother and grandmother, who's my sister. And she, you know, I was laying up there. I was asleep. And she called me. And my sister have a, it would sound like in a childlike voice. And she just told me that my babies has been murdered. And I screamed in her ear. And I said, no, no. So my husband, he took the phone. And he, you know, talked to her. And I just got up. I walked in a circle in the room, my bedroom. And I fell to the floor. And I prayed. And I asked God. I said, Lord, please only send me the persons that I know will be of help at a time like this. I don't need no baggage. I just need your help through the people that I need. I know I didn't have time, but I just stayed on the floor praying to God so he can help me, because I knew my sister wouldn't be able to do anything. And I asked for strength so I can stand in the gap and just do whatever I had to do. My son and my husband, I remember them picking me up, and I told them I was okay. And I said, let's go. I went and put on my clothes and I said, let's go. Yes, I was crying, but at the time of crying, things was coming to me. I remember when I went to bed that night, I always spoke to each one of my nieces and I told them I loved them. And I was so happy that I told them that. But as I said my prayers, it was something different. It was almost hard to say their name when I was praying that night. And I think as I look back, it was like God was telling me something, but I just couldn't get it. Because it was about 11 o'clock, I remember, when I was praying, and the tragedy had already happened. So we went over to my sister's house, and I made a couple of phone calls on my way. And when I got to my sister's house, everybody that I needed that I had called from the time I left my house to my sister's house, which is less than 5 minutes, they was there. And those people stuck with me until now.
I mean, how do you get through such a horrible... they both were murdered, and it was
three. It was three of them. It was my niece, the mom,
mm-hmm.
and her two daughters.
Two daughters?
Yeah, two daughters.
Oh,
the
my goodness.
One 17 and her baby 11.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And this was the father of the...
No, it was the 17-year-old. It's the trial hasn't started, so I'm have to
oh,
be.
Oh, okay.
I'm have to be careful.
Let's be careful what you say. Okay.
What I said, right. And I don't want to give that demon a name.
Okay.
I don't want to give that animal a human. Make them human, because
right.
anyone like that to me is not human.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
But it sounds to me that your faith.
Your faith.
And your faith with God, that personal relationship with God, but also your faith community has given
yes.
you a victory.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. You know, I called and then Father Flynn, James Flynn was the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
He came through. Anita Heron, God bless her soul. She's not here with us
mm-hmm.
today. She died. She was there because they all knew my niece. I brought them, always had them. Many people thought they was my granddaughters, you know. And Jade, the 117, I didn't birth her. I brought her into the world, you know. Mm-hmm. I delivered her.
Oh, you delivered her, okay.
Yes,
okay.
I delivered her. Okay. And okay. I, you know, had her baptized, you know, just everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a testimony. Mm-hmm. We're going to take another break, and we'll be back with more God's Praises Tell. Mm-hmm. Stay with us.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Welcome back to God's Praises Tell, the voice of Black Catholic Chicago. I'm your host, Andrew Like, and my guest this morning is Estelle Baker, who is the recipient of the 2014 Martha Jane Tolton Award, which was presented at the Tolton Gala fundraiser for the cause for canonization for Father Augustus Tolton. Let's get back to our conversation with Estelle Baker. So on October 5th, that Sunday, at the Union League Club, at the Gala fundraiser for the Father Augustus Tolton Cause for Sainthood, you were the recipient of the annual Martha Jane Tolton Award, named after a courageous woman.
Very courageous.
Courageous woman who, yes, who led her children out of slavery, mm-hmm, and went through many great perils in order to do that. Why do you think you were chosen for that award?
I was very surprised that I was chosen for that award. I don't know. Maybe because, you know, some of the things I've done in the church. Maybe, you know, for some of the things I've done with my family. And maybe because of the tragedies, the roles that I have walked and tread, and I'm going to say tread because I'm still trying to remain positive and upbeat and just keep relying on God. There's many women in my church that I know been through some heavy, heavy storms, and they always look so pretty and smile. So I always say, parallel myself to them. If they could do it and still stand upright and look beautiful, I'm gonna try to do it.
And then there are those who are looking at you saying the same thing, that you become that witness and that evidence of what's doable.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's the greatest gift we give each other as people of faith. I mean, none of us are perfect.
No, none. And I know that's another thing. Why me?
Right. But none of us do it perfectly, but God shines through us.
If we live
our life in faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember at the banquet, as you were reading your acceptance speech, that I got kind of emotional there because it was so heartfelt. It was so heartfelt.
Well, when I wrote it, when I first talked to Bishop Perry, I was so full, and he told me I had to write a speech. I'm like, oh, buddy. and I tried to write it like the next day, but it didn't come to me.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe about within a week before the banquet, I woke up with the speech more in my heart than. Because in the meantime, I was looking for information on her and on him, too.
It sounded like you had done your research.
Yeah, on Father Augustine. And I was looking. And for him to be the man he was.
Yeah.
And the information I found out about his mother, I'm like, okay, she had a strong perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
you know, she was optimistic. Her faith was so strong, you know, for her to endure from coming from Mississippi.
It was Missouri.
Oh, Missouri.
And she had to cross the Mississippi River.
Yeah. Right. And that river is mm-hmm. is a rough, you know, even today.
Have you been on the pilgrimage?
No.
You got to do that, really.
You know what? And while I was looking for the information, I said, oh, I wish, because I remember when everyone went,
mm-hmm.
and I said, why I didn't go.
Yeah, we'll do that again next September. We don't have a set date, but we do it in September, and you got to come.
Yes, I'm going to make sure I come.
There's a part of the pilgrimage where after we've left the area in Missouri, Rawls mm-hmm. County, visiting the church where mm-hmm. his parents were married and where he was baptized.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a museum.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I've seen Clavers had a link.
Okay, some pictures.
Pictures of it, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, mm-hmm. after we leave there on the pilgrimage, we go to Hannibal, and right there on the banks of the Mississippi River,
mm-hmm.
we have some time in prayer. Mm-hmm. And we look at that river. I mean, it's a huge river.
It is, yes.
And the very idea that she's crossing it in a not very secure, safe boat,
no,
you know, with these kids mm-hmm. And bounty hunters shooting at her. I mean, just amazing how she was delivered.
Right.
And we think of it as crossing the Red Sea in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I thought about Harriet Tubman.
Uh-huh.
You know, bringing her 300 slaves to freedom.
Yeah.
And going back. Mm-hmm. And going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that. And these are just strong women. You know, and I like that.
Yeah.
You know, those are my idols.
Yeah.
You know.
And you're walking in those shoes. Mm-hmm. You are. You know, it was the Underground Railroad that assisted them. Once they
got mm-hmm.
over to Illinois and Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so significant that not just in the personhood of Father Tolton, but the narrative of his life, which includes his mother, mm-hmm. which includes that horrible time in our nation's history of slavery, but also the assistance, the abolitionist mm-hmm. movement and all that, that while all this negativity, while the devil was busy. So was God.
Yes.
You know, that mm-hmm. there was, you know, we always talk about how in the worst times of racism mm-hmm. and since the beginning of racism, there's always been anti-racism.
Right.
There's always been a fight against it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just shows us that God doesn't leave us.
And that's, you know, even thinking about that day, that time with my nieces,
mm-hmm.
you know, although the devil raised its ugly head, God stepped in to bring us through it, to just continue to give us hope, to bring our family even closer together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I want to thank you for this time you're spending mm-hmm. just to talk about your life, your family, the bittersweet of it all.
Yes.
But also to just kind of bask in some of that glow that comes from that award you just received. It was just a grand day. I congratulate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your powerful witness as a mother and the bright light that you are for this parish at Holy Name of Mary.
Yeah,
and
I love my parish.
Yes. Well, now you belong to the whole archdiocese.
You know. Okay.
So my guest has been Estelle Baker, who is the recipient of the Martha Jane Tolton Award for 2014. I thank you for being my guest, and I thank all of our listeners for tuning in to God's Praises Tell, the voice of Black Catholic Chicago. Be with us every Tuesday at 9 o'clock on 950 AM. I'm Andrew Like.
When you've done all you can, and it seems like it's not- never enough. And what do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone, all alone? Tell me, what do you give?
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
They're a couple without children, so they establish some of these rituals and ways of relating that God is a part of their life, mm-hmm. You know, not just on Sunday, but should be every day in all that you do. When you're on vacation, walking along the beach in gratitude, as you leave to go to work in the morning, to constantly be thinking of the presence of God. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I also told them, I lost my thought.
Evening prayer
is always important. That's important to thank God for your day and mm-hmm. your intentions and everything. So that's an important part.
Yeah, definitely bringing that in. And that's the beauty of these pre-Cana classes, is to remind people that this is going to be important. Maybe you don't see it now, but when you have a family, it's also going to be an important piece as well.
So. And we have found on the critiques, a lot of times we'll see, you know, what things have you learned today or what things are going to do better. And we're so happy to see a lot of them say, pray more together.
Wow.
Go to church. And it's like, wow, we did it.
That's
yes.
good.
Yes,
yay.
It worked. They're listening. Hope they follow through.
Yeah.
Because as you said before, Amanda, I think it's an area where they just haven't gotten into, you know, being still engaged couples as opposed to living together as a married couple. And probably many of the cohabitation couples don't have that practice of prayer together either.
Right.
So
and
they're not comfortable with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, we are going to go and take a break right now. So stay tuned to hear more about this wonderful ministry with Don and Nancy Malik. And we'll see you in a bit.
Calling all seniors, it's never too late to be a teenager. Puzzles, recipes, birthdays, memories, and much more are found in the Teenager newspaper. Teenager News is published for senior citizens as an outreach ministry of Catholic Charities. Subscribe for free by calling 312-655-7425. That's 312-655-7425. Or email teenager@catholiccharities.net. That's Teenager with a K, teenager@catholiccharities.net.
And we are back. Today we have Don and Nancy Malik, and we're talking about pre-Cana, which is the marriage preparation class that couples go through before they get married. So we were kind of going through the day, talking a little bit about the topics. Let's talk a little bit more, because I think these topics are so important, and the Family Ministries Department has really put time and effort into thinking of what is the most important things. What are the most important things that couples need to deal with before they get married?
Yes, although the workbook has been around for many years, it's constantly being reconsidered by the staff of Family Ministries.
Updated.
And they do a great job. And just this year, we started with a new version of the workbook. And
And it's called A Marriage in the Lord. Just for anyone who wants to know, any priests, anyone who's interested in the workbook as well.
Yes, because it is available through family ministries to outside sources.
Yeah.
So, and continuing along the lines of communication, one of the things that we ask them to do is to write a love letter.
Oh, nice.
I didn't want you to tell them that. Because it ruins a surprise.
That's okay. So they write a love letter to one another, and do they give it to each other?
Yeah, they write it. We make sure they write it, and we give them a long time to write this letter. We put on some quiet music and make them think. We give them a few topic, and they pick the same topic, and we have them write the love letter. And then afterwards, you know, go and exchange them, and you give them Kleenex and everything.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, a lot of people say, oh, it's the best part of pre-K, and
yeah.
We really loved it. I never got one before. I never wrote one before. So it's kind of a romantic thing. We do it, like, right before lunch so they can go out and spend a nice lunch together.
Oh,
afterwards.
That is perfect timing. And how about the one where you have to circle traits?
That's
do
next.
You circle traits about yourself or
yes,
your
you
partner?
Yes, you read through the list thinking
both.
About yourself and then a second time thinking about your fiancé.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of times there's some surprises there from what they hear observed about them.
Sometimes they like them, sometimes they don't. You
yeah.
know?
But I think even that's a good thing to bring up because there might be traits that you're exhibiting that are bothersome
oh,
to
yes.
your soon-to-be spouse. So I think that's important to address as well.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Then there are an exercise about a series of statements that can just kind of talk about certain things that they may or may not have spent a lot of time on. Whether they know each other's goals and believe they're compatible, for example, is one of them. How much money can we spend without asking the other person?
Oh, that should be interesting,
that's
too.
That's usually very interesting. You know, what financial resources do they bring to the marriage?
Mm-hmm.
We always tell them, you know, take some time and spend a night probably discussing what your finances are now as an individual and what they're going to look like combined as a couple and where are the bills going to be paid from and who's who's going to be responsible for it, because sometimes one person is not that responsible at managing money and the person that's more responsible should take charge and the other person should be okay with it. There shouldn't be any surprises or secrets about, you know, where the money's going or anything. It's just that one person has the lead on it, if you want to say it.
I mean, even if they're cohabitating already and they're coming together, it might be an opportunity to say, hey, is this the way we want to go with it? How are things going? A good check-in time as well.
Exactly.
Too.
And in fact, in the video on cohabitation, that's one of the things that I think Dr. Healy brings out is that it's a little bit different before you're married. You haven't made that final commitment, and
right.
you're each used to paying your own bills, your own needs, clothes and lunch and things like that. But when you become a couple, then it's pooled resources and time to get down to a budget that works for both people, and your money is now my money, and maybe they haven't thought about that commitment yet.
Yeah. They might not have. That's very true.
And a lot of them spend a lot of time on material things, and we give them this little card. I don't know. We kind of call it a credit card. Have them put it in their wallet. It's just a small little card, like the size of a credit card, and tell them, you're spending so much money on material things. Spend some time with each other.
Yeah.
This is a reminder. When you go to pull out that credit card, look at this card and say, hey, let's do something together tonight. You know, and it's got some resources on there. Family Ministries number and some other websites on the card too, so it's kind of a little reminder we kind of stick in there for.
Yeah, I saw there is this new app or website called Date Night Chicago too. That's something that couples can click in to remind them that it is important to take time for each other before and after marriage.
Keep dating.
Yeah, exactly.
We're fun, you know. it's fun to be married. It's not a boring thing. It's not a ball and chain like the TV and the
right.
Everything tells you that, you know, there's always this negativity about marriage on television and movies and stuff. We need some positive stuff.
We really do. I agree. We are bombarded in the media and in society about how like you said, negative views of marriage, and also just that it's easier if you go it alone, very individualistic society, and that is so untrue. So what else? What other kinds of things?
Oh, we allow them the time to talk about in-laws. And yes. Sometimes that's already a problem as they plan the wedding day. There's some input from the family on things. We also talk, that there could be mutual friends that one person may not be crazy about, mm-hmm. and the other one is maybe a lifelong, friend and things like that. We get them to consider things about their free time and how much – they need on their own, maybe, mm-hmm. just some me time instead of we time.
Yeah, and that's important, too. We actually have to go to a break. I know time goes by fast, but when we come back, we will talk a little bit more. You had mentioned those videos, so we want to talk about that, and also how you got involved in pre-KNS. Stay tuned.
Okay.
I'm telling you, didn't that go by? Many couples don't understand the beauty of natural family planning because of misinformation of its effectiveness for achieving or postponing a pregnancy, or they have never been told about how it works. Marriage Ministries has created an easy way for couples to learn about NFP. It is available on a website called learnnfponline.com and is a course that teaches the Billings ovulation method on demand, so you can work through it at your convenience. Through this online course, couples will watch a video of the science, rules, and application of the method with a testimony from a young couple using NFP successfully. If you are working with engaged couples, preparing for marriage yourself, or are already married and would like to draw closer to your spouse, check out Learn NFP Online for yourself. Go to learnnfponline.com or marriageministries.com today. And we are back with Don and Nancy Malik, and we're talking about pre-KNA, the marriage preparation classes for engaged couples. So I wanted to go back to what you were saying about the videos, because this is a relatively new development within family ministries. So tell us about these videos.
Yeah, all engaged couples are now able to customize their preparation by selecting videos on the internet to view and discuss as they what relates to their particular circumstances. Each video has a workshop, and they can a worksheet. I mean, an engaged couple can download them and discuss the topic. The topics are cohabitation, forming a step family, children of divorce, second marriages, interfaith and interchurch marriages, unique challenge of military families, and strengthening African American Catholic marriages, which is good for all races and everyone. There's some great marriage advice given by Andrew and Terry Like in that video that everybody should watch.
And as far as the video on the military families, Father Foley does a job that, again, this brings up issues that married couples that are facing right now with separation by distance and, going out on deployments, absence from the family for 9 months at a time. And And he has some good advice on how to deal with that and how to stay in touch with each other and keep the communication going while they're out of the country.
That's excellent because they can personalize their class, like you said. So they go to the pre-Cana class. When they register, they'll also pop up these videos that they can have access to. And they're also accessible to couples who are already married. So say yes. You're in a situation where, you know, your husband is going to be deployed and you're already married, that video would definitely be applicable, too.
Right.
So there's some really good advice on these videos.
Mm-hmm. And Father Foley is an Army chaplain. He's been deployed twice himself. So he's aware of issues that the soldiers bring to him and the men and women of the services. He deals with their problems and their families as much as he can. And it's well worth watching, I think.
Yeah, he has some practical wisdom because he's been there. That's good.
It lets them know they're not alone. They're not the only ones going through this.
Yeah, because that's very difficult. So how did you guys get involved in pre-Cana?
Well, a deacon from our parish and his wife, our parish is St. Daniel the Prophet Parish on the southwest side, Garfield Ridge area.
Which is where we do our pre-Canas when our turn comes around.
Okay, nice.
And they saw us, noticed that they saw something in us, and they asked us to do pre-Canas. So we went and we watched them do a workshop, and we went to a training session, and that was it. We were hooked.
Nice.
Frank got us.
So you were saying how many years again?
Over 20 years.
Wow.
We've lost count. We just love doing it so much. It just comes natural. We just have our pre-Cana box and we go wherever Frank needs us.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do mostly at St. Daniel's, but if they need us somewhere else, we just go. Because we love doing pre-Canas. We love meeting the couples that are, you know, there that at this special time of their lives. It's really a great a great thing to see them.
And what have you seen? I mean, obviously, you've been in there for so long. What kind of changes have you seen in the couples over the years?
Well, probably not the couples so much as just, I mean, social and cultural changes have been pretty remarkable over the 20 years we've been doing it. When you think about, technology and was a landline, cell phones were just starting up, 20 years ago, and now you've got smartphones that can do all kinds of things, plus the internet and the World Wide Web, which allows so much access to different things, as well as a form of communication that sometimes isn't used maybe as much, or maybe it's overused in some versions, like texting, I think is something that, it's good for brief type messages, but when you want to talk about important subjects, you want to use different forms, letter writing, for example, maybe emails to make it something for people who are away by distances. Skype can give you that face-to-face conversation that you might miss when you're separated by distances.
Oh, yeah, that's true with the military couples.
Right.
Yeah.
But even couples that are maybe at school right now, different campuses, and they stay in touch while they prepare.
Yeah, we've had couples come just in for a weekend just to do the pre-Cana from school or a different country, a different city.
Great.
And it costs a lot. And this way with Skype now, in this new pre-Cana program that they have online that you can do, they don't have to do that.
Yeah, you can go to marriageministries.com and if you are separated by distance, whether the military or job situation or school, you can still do pre-Cana, which is wonderful.
The whole pre-Cana program's available on demand online.
Yeah. And same with NFP, too. I even say for couples, not just engaged couples to learn about that, but even couples who never learned about that, who are married and are interested in learning about NFP, it's such a beautiful way of connecting with your spouse, too.
Yes.
So we only have like two more minutes, but any parting wisdom to these couples? Anything you'd like to say?
Well, another thing I think we've noticed in the cultural society is just lack of support for married life and the commitment that's involved.
And marriage takes three: the husband, the wife, and God.
Yes.
And God should be the center of your life, the center of your marriage. And he is to us. He's the braid that holds us together that we can't take apart. And we also we do belong to Worldwide Marriage Encounter. We made a weekend, and we have a very good sharing group and a group of happily married couples that we stay in touch with all the time.
Oh, that's lovely. That's good advice, too. I have to do a show on that as well. But so knowing that the grace of God is really what you need to keep it together in marriage, and what a gift that you are to this ministry. I can't thank you enough for spending this time with us today and just the time that you've put, those many years that you've put into this ministry and sharing your wonderful marriage with others. So thank you so much. So more information, www.familyministries.org. Go there to sign up for pre-Cana classes. Also, the Golden Wedding Anniversary Mass will be held for those who are celebrating their 50 years of marriage, which you're coming up on in 6 years. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Will be held at Holy Name Cathedral on Sunday, September 14th at 2:45. Go to the website to register. And also check out those videos that we have available for special circumstances in married life, too. So I just want to say thank you again to Don and Nancy for joining us and for the gift of their ministry. And join us next month for another exciting program on marriage and family. God bless.
God bless you too.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.